Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The people who are miserable are the people who don't try hard enough to obtain it, because I actually believe, and this is another thing I'll say, I believe the universe is very giving. I think the universe and God himself is very giving. I've yet to meet somebody in all my years who is genuinely giving 100% of themselves day after day, doesn't snake anyone, firm handshake, look you in the eye, doesn't lie to nobody, and tries 100%, doesn't get what they want. I've never seen it. Every single person who doesn't have what they want, there's something in their story that doesn't quite add up. I've yet to see some guy who, have you ever seen a guy who eats right, trains his ass off, and never misses a gym session, ever not grow?
Never.
It's just, that's the way the universe works, right? So if you're truly about it, and you're truly trying your absolute best, you're going to do it. And that's what I believe. I believe the universe is extremely giving. So when I meet somebody and they go, I really wanted this and I don't have it, I say, you didn't really want it. You're a liar.
And here's where we come full circle. This is why I say we live in a matrix, because our body heat and our efforts and our ingenuity are being used by the machines. They are making us go to work and be the hardest working, smartest versions of ourselves. They're using our bodies, but they want our minds to live in a false reality. They don't want you to understand the truth about anything. They give you a computer-generated false reality for you to buy into, to occupy your mind long enough to keep you functional enough to work, but not sentient enough to understand you're being fucked, and just sit there until you pay and pay taxes until you die. That's all they want. They don't want people to truly understand anything about the world. There's a reason why you go to school and you do not learn about taxes or money or banking or inflation or any of the fucking shit that's going on now. The reason you don't learn the true version of history. It's the reason when you watch the news now, they don't tell you the truth about anything that's happening ever. And the only thing I can say to people is, if you know they've manipulated you in the past, if you're not so ignorant as to believe that you've been told the truth the entire time, if you understand reality, you know that they've manipulated you in the past, why do you think they're not doing it right now? Why do you think they won't do it again? It's all a lie. Everything's a lie. Head to toe, it's a lie. It may be a scary idea, but I promise you, the judicial system proved itself to be corrupt. The fucking financial system proved itself to be corrupt. The legal system proved itself to be corrupt. Every system you use and live under that is designed to protect you is corrupt. And when you encourage people to think for themselves, especially the youth, that's what Socrates got accused of, he's corrupting the youth. When you have the youth, the masculine youth of the world, thinking for themselves, that's pretty scary to authority. Because it's the masculine youth of the world that is, one, the revolutionaries, and two, also, that's the backbone of the slave force. If you need people to go die in a ditch in Afghanistan, you need them. If you need people to work bullshit jobs in a coal mine with no health care, you need them. You need the real men to go out there and comply with the bullshit, to live a shitty existence, to purport and prop up a system.
The warrior class.
The warrior class, right? And if enough of these men stand in one place and say, this is enough, that's when a revolution happens. So this is the most dangerous group of the demographic that the Matrix and the people are trying to control, and they have to have a narrative over. And that's why they're trying to weaken them in every regard. And when I'm sitting there saying, don't listen to the bullshit, become physically strong, think for yourself, do not blindly comply, resist the slave mind, all these things I'm saying, they just sat there one day and said, wait, the most popular person on the planet is saying, don't listen to them. These people cannot think. It's almost a sad realization when you wake up and understand that there's a large contingent of the world who cannot think. And when I say that, I don't mean that in some kind of, semi-sarcastic, or I mean that literally. There are people who have a strong emotional reaction to subjects they completely don't understand. There are people out there who will stand up and say, I hate Andrew Tate. Why? I hate him. He needs to go to jail. Like, okay, why? I hate him. Why? They don't know why. Once the Matrix can program an emotional response into you, and you can't even logically, with your own words, explain why you have that emotional response, you're completely a slave mind. These people don't think about anything. They believe what they're told to believe. They're emotional about what they're told to be emotional about, the exact direction they're told to be. And that's what the Matrix wants. It wants to be able to say a name and tell the world to hate them without even giving a reason, and just get what they want. These people are so far gone. These individuals who they cannot logically explain their own emotions are so far gone, it's ridiculous. As an adult, what you need to do is seriously analyze every strongly held belief you currently have and work out where it came from. Is it personal experience? Is it from somebody who I care about and who I trust? Is it from what the news has said? Why do I believe this so much? Why do I have an emotional response to this? Where did it come from? People don't do that. They just sit there, watch the news, watch social media. I'm supposed to hate this guy, so I now hate this guy. So I know exactly what you're talking about, Zuby, because you're right. These people cannot think. They cannot even give a reason. There's a guy on TikTok who walks around and says, have you heard of Andrew Tate? Around college campuses. And people go, yeah. And he goes, do you like him? And they go, no. Why? He's a misogynist. What's misogynist? And then they can't answer. They don't know what it, they don't even know what it means. Like, it's almost sad. But then you live through the last 3 years and you realize that, yeah, people can't think. There's a large contingent of the world that truly cannot think. It's scary.
I mean, trauma is extremely important. And this actually goes back into answering the first part of your question, which is interesting. There's a study I read about stress. And it was saying that stress has a placebo effect attached to it, because the placebo effect is extremely powerful. So they found some of the most stressed people in the world, and they split them into two groups. And they're all equally stressed. They all have a bunch of cortisol in their blood.
Yeah.
The people who believed that stress was bad for you and that stress can hurt you, and they believed those media articles, were dying earlier. They were having heart attacks and having stress-related illnesses. The people who believed the opposite, who just said, stress is part of being successful, I like stress. When I feel stressed, I do my best. It makes me anxious. It turns my brain on. I like being stressed, lived longer than average.
Yeah.
The point is, the same drug, how you look at it and how your body anticipates it, how you feel about it, affects the real-world results. Which goes back into what you were saying earlier about the jealousy. You're saying people look on social media and they get jealous and it demotivates them. That's because they decide to be demotivated. I've developed a habit where I punish myself for the smallest unprofessional actions. If I misplace my keys or misplace my phone and it takes me more than 10 minutes to find it, I'll punish myself for that. Regardless, whether it's I don't spend money this week or I don't go here or I'm canceling that or I'm going to defer buying something I want. But I punish myself religiously so that next time I put my phone down, I know where I put my phone. Next time I put it down, I know where I put it all the time. When I put it down, I know where my phone is. So when I'm around people like, hey, I lost my keys, all right, bro, I forgot. When I'm around sloppy people, I don't like it. I like people who have their lives in order. When I detect sloppiness, I don't really want them too close. Because gaps are where things sneak in. Other things are basic OPSEC, really basic OPSEC. I like that if I'm around my friends, if I'm ever sitting with my back to a room, this is an enclosed environment, but in a normal restaurant, I never sit with my back to the room. If I have to do it, I like that I never do it, but if I have to do it, the people I roll with, they'll literally give me a nod. We'll sit down at dinner and I have to sit here, they'll go. And they'll pay extra attention for me because I can't see behind me. I like that level of professionalism. I like that. I like people, like I said, don't get weak, no hangovers, no crying their eyes out, no cowardice. It's infectious, don't like that round. No negativity, don't like that round. So there's certain things that I create a very, very particular reality. And it's actually interesting because to me, these things are all normal. But when you have these kind of standards, it's pretty hard to find friends. You're like, oh, you're a dumb ass. You're a pussy. You're like, you don't talk to that many people. But if you get a crew together that act that way, it's amazing how, not to get all airy-fairy, but it's almost an intangible. When you have six men in one place who are perspicacious, who are paying attention, who do have their things right, who don't lose things, the whole room can smell it. When me and my crew walk in a room, even if it's almost like an energy, some guy can be eating his dinner and not even see us walk in and go, six predators. It's like the rabbit when the fox comes. Like you can smell when the guys turn up. Do you know what I mean?